Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now let's face it, being healthy isn't always the easiest thing to do if you're coming at it from a reactive perspective, but if you are proactive, which is what this show's about, then staying healthy really isn't all that difficult. Now, in studio with me today is my cohort. He's my faithful cohort. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's the gentleman behind the scenes that puts together the information related to the show and the topics that we choose, and helps us develop the materials so that we can pass on that information and educate you and empower you to be healthier people. And Mark, welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It is important, I think, to be able to empower people to take care of their own health. And today I wanted to talk to you about taking care of the health of your children. So, like so many parents, I'm concerned about how to best guard my child's health. There are so many things, concerns floating about today.
Yes, there are. There's, you know, there's mental stresses, there's chemical stresses, there's physical stresses, there's pathogens that are out there. There's so much that goes into parenting a child nowadays, and the potential for dangers, you know, the internet, strangers, not having the ability to lock your house down in an appropriate fashion. I mean, we've got all this fear-based mentality around needing to protect our children, and I understand as a parent that it would be you know, a challenge to do that. What I want to let the listening audience know and appreciate is the fact that I don't personally have children. My wife and I have made that decision not to have children, and I could get into all the reasons why I choose not to have children, but that's really not relevant. But I do want you to appreciate that I do not have children, even though I'm going to talk about what's in the best interest of children, because I do treat a lot of children in my practice.
And one of the things you don't do is you don't recommend vaccines vaccinations. But with schools requiring them and the resurgence of some of the old childhood diseases like whooping cough and measles, what is your perspective on avoiding some of these potentially devastating diseases?
Well, it all goes back to the foundations of health and what everybody needs to do for themselves and for their children. And when you do the basic things, then you don't need to worry about these things because you're going to have a strong immune system. And so things like eating high quality food, things like drinking regular, you know, amounts of water on a regular basis, you know, spring water or mineral water or even artesian well water, staying away from refined and processed foods, what I call the crap foods for completely refined and processed. You want to avoid, you know, stressing yourself out to the point where your body starts to break down, and you want to get proper amounts of sleep, and you want to be able to exercise, and you want to surround yourself with positive, affirming people, and try to get away from the negativity and stay away from, you know, mass media, which perpetuates fear-based mentalities, and just do things that are proactive in order to make sure that you don't get these kinds of devastating diseases. But when you develop a strong immune system, then things bounce off of you instead of getting into you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all these illnesses, I mean, doctors really can only treat the symptoms. So what alternative treatments can be given to get well quickly?
Well, again, being proactive is the foundation for all of it. Creating a strong immune system and eat healthy food, and then no sickness occurs. I mean, realistically, you know, I work with sick people all day, every day, and I have for the last almost 27 years. And I can tell you definitively that I have not been, quote, sick since September of 2001.
Really? Wow.
You know, we're looking at 15 years here. And,
yeah.
And why? I get lots of sick people that come into my office, and, you know, why don't I get sick? Well, I don't get sick because I eat quality food and I maintain a healthy immune system.
Mm-hmm. I mean, getting sick is actually part of how children build their immune systems. I mean, unless they're exposed to some different pathogens, their immune systems don't really develop all that well, do they?
No, they do not. And that's the thing. It's about exposure. And you know, you reminded me of something that used to happen all the time where, you know, if within a community a child developed chicken pox, you know,
right,
and other children didn't have chicken pox, parents used to bring their kids to that child so that they could have their chicken pox and get over that process, because typically once you get chicken pox, you don't get it again because you develop the proper immune response to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've also heard that children who live in homes with pets tend to develop stronger immune systems. Why would that be true?
Well, there's two reasons for that. Pets have pathogens, and being exposed, and the pets that go in and out of the house, they potentially can pick up pathogens and bring them back into the house, which will expose the child to those things. And so there is the possibility of that. Also, at the end of the day, the exposure is what helps to stimulate the immune system to be strong. And then the most important thing is that having a dog in the house or having pets in the house actually strengthens the relationship of the child and improves their well-being altogether. So having a pet is a positive thing for families if they take care of their pets properly.
Mm-hmm. Can illnesses pass from the pets to people?
They can if there's some sort of saliva exchange. If you let your dog lick you around the mouth, or you let your cat lick you, and that kind of stuff, these things can happen. And it's important to make sure that you know, the hygiene of both the child and the pet is properly maintained.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about all these super bugs we're hearing about? They don't respond well to antibiotics and can do some real damage to people.
Yes, they can, and that's ideally due to suppressed immunity and poor hygiene. And so when you help to build a strong immune system, I mean, that's going to probably be a common theme for today's show.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have healthy digestion, you got to eat quality food, and you got to build a strong immune system. And when the body's eating quality ingredients and you have a strong immune system that is resistant and recognizes and has the ability to fight off and wall off and defend and get rid of pathogens, then getting sick is not an issue.
Mm-hmm. Now, as kids get a little bit older and become more active, they tend to sustain different kinds of injuries, whether it's a scraped knee or even a broken bone. What's the best way to support your child's activities while making it as safe as possible?
Well, you got to have the understanding with the child in terms of what goes on within it. You know, coaching nowadays can either be over the top,
mm-hmm,
which I think may be beneficial, or not, you know, severe enough, if you will. And you know, lots of kids who are in middle school, even later parts of grade school, it's like they go out for these team sports, and sometimes coaches are just like, okay, we're going to stretch now, and the coaches just let them go stretch without any kind of input into what it is that they're doing to stretch, because, you know, a lot of times people just assume, well, if you've been involved in sports before, then you've been taught how to stretch, and you should know how to do it, and that's something that we do as a warm-up, but we don't really get into understanding what should be involved versus what shouldn't be involved.
And I don't know. That's kind of because adults use personal trainers and go to classes where there's instruction all the time. So unless that's your real passion in life, it would seem to me that having instruction would be important.
Yeah, and so what's important is to have you know, proper training associated with what you're doing. You know, make it a group activity, make it fun. Practice, you know, practice is most important. You know, 90% of preparation for a particular activity has to do with the practice that goes into before it. And whether it's a mental activity or whether it's a physical activity, the practice is important.
Well, speaking of mental activities, what about a young person's emotional health? You correlate some of the ailments patients have with their emotions. Is it the same for children?
It's definitely the same for children. And again, that goes back to foundations within the family proper nurturance by parents and proper guidance by, you know, grandparents and you know, teachers in schools and just the neighborhood itself is giving people the proper foundation, giving kids the proper foundation for which to deal with the stressful circumstances and helping them talk through it and understand how it is that they're feeling and help them appreciate that stress is a normal part of life, and it's how you manage your stress and how you choose to look at things. You know, if life strikes you and smites you, the Bible instructs us to turn the other cheek, and that's just it. It's about changing your perspective. So when you're raising a child, you want to give the child the right perspective, not based in fear and not based in, you know, scare tactics, but really educating them, you know, mm-hmm. and helping them to appreciate what's the best, most proactive way to approach something and not be reactive.
Well, this is great. Great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more about kids' health and what parents can do.
Absolutely, but please consider this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center and When Your Health Matters radio show. All too often, I get questions from people as to where can they go to learn some things about their health or how to improve their health or how to avoid sickness, etc. And I always say to them, don't you remember that I have free healthcare classes every Tuesday evening at 6:30 at my office in Newburgh? So I suggest that you go to my website, spineboy.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you will see an icon that says free healthcare classes. This week's free healthcare class, if you click on that, it'll take you to the whole list of free healthcare classes every week for the whole year. Pick the class that works best for you. Call our office at 845-561-BACK to secure your spot in our class, and I would look forward to seeing you there and helping you to learn the things that you need to understand to restore your health for you or your family members. It's Doc Rick at spineboy.com, and call our office at 561-2225. That's 561-2225. We would look forward to serving you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark and I are talking about your kids' health.
The kids' health. And, you know, living in the age of technology, children are playing with smartphones and tablets from the time they can walk, and maybe even earlier. And it's amazing how fast they learn to use them. Distracting a child for a short time can be quite helpful when a mother wants to cook dinner or do some laundry. Is there any kind of problem with that?
Well, yeah, it's the amount of time that they allow them to occupy themselves with these devices. And, you know, they're made specifically to be addicting. And it kind of trains these children to have addictive natures and addictive personalities. And they actually become a little bit unstable when you ask to have them shut it off or when you try to take it away from them. And so you really have to police this, and you got to stay on top of it. And you got to have rules. And there's reasons for those rules, and you got to explain those reasons. reasons for the rules. And when you give a child a strong enough reason why, they never question it. They just go along with the rules. So yeah, I mean, you got to establish the rules.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like we can stop the progression of technology. Communication overall has really transformed. You know, people will sit there next to each other and be text to the person they're talking to. So, you know, it's fast, it's easy, and unlike the phone, you can answer in your own time, but it does have its own set of problems.
Well, it does, because the communication that we're experiencing in society nowadays is terrible communication. And the sad part is that when they are sending out a text, that their responsibility with that text is now done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee that the person received the text. There's no guarantee that the person read the text. There's no guarantee that the person's going to respond to the text. And so my thought is that if you want to communicate, and I have this conversation with my wife all the time, if you want to communicate with me, talk to me directly. Mm. And unless you hear me respond verbally, just assume that we didn't actually communicate, because in reality, it's not communication.
That's true, unless it's received. Now, you know, computers are supposed to give us so much more free time to pursue our interests, but, you know, it seems like they've had the opposite effect.
Yeah, they're time suckers, and smartphones are time suckers. Sitting in front of the computer, we've all been guilty of sitting in front of the computer and just getting absorbed in whatever it is that we're doing, and we click on a link and all of a sudden we're on a tangent, and this is something that we all need to get better control over, because it has a tendency to waste a lot of time and interfere with people's productivity.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see the fact that we're moving further and further from having that direct human-to-human contact that's impacting our health and our children's health?
Well, it's definitely impacting our health and our children's health, and that's just it. Humans require physical contact. The exchange of touching is very, very important, and not having the appropriate touch growing up only leads to more inappropriate touching as you get older. And so what's important is to properly nurture your children, give them lots of affection, and help them appreciate that they are loved and that they are taken care of, and give them a strong sense of self and a strong sense of self-esteem, and empower them, and then children grow up normal.
Yeah, and now, you know, you talk about inappropriate touching, but there's another technological problem that comes along with the inappropriate use of these technology, and that has to do with the thing called sexting, which is the sending of sexual content electronically. So how do we address that issue?
Well, again, it goes back to education within the home, helping your child appreciate that these things are out there, but helping them appreciate the inappropriateness of it, and help them to understand that once you put something out there, it's out there forever, and how embarrassing that could be. And just simply have the conversation and talk with them openly and answer their questions. Let them ask questions. And if you don't have the right answers for them, then it's time for you to go get an education yourself on how do you address these circumstances with your children. And it's all about planning, and it's all about proper communication. And it just requires, you know, parents and children to go through that process.
You know, that proverbial talk that you have to have with your kids as they're coming into puberty and adolescence and really the time of sexual awakening, you know, that's the time when the kids start to show an interest in romance and other things. And that sets up another set of health challenges. So how do we help children make responsible and wise choices?
Well, again, it goes back to what this whole show's about. It's about education, and you have to have those conversations. And even if your parents didn't raise you properly and didn't have those conversations with you, and you learned about it in the schoolyard or in the playground or what have you, you need to do better. You need to help your children have the best foundation for the best possible outcomes as possible. And being a parent is a huge responsibility, and you know, it's important to take that responsibility seriously and do the best you can. If you didn't have the proper upbringing, it gives you an opportunity to set a better example and give yourself that opportunity to teach that to somebody else.
I mean, you have to be able to address it at the level that the children can understand what you're talking about. So part of it seems that you may have to go and get some additional education yourself to help yourself out.
Right. But it's also important for parents to just be frank with their kids. I mean, when you start to sugarcoat something or when you mislead them in some way, shape, or form, kids have a good BS meter.
They do.
They have the ability to look right straight through, and they can tell when you're not being authentic, because it's not about the words coming out of your mouth. It's about your body language. It's about just the energy that you're giving off, and they pick up on that.
Yeah, they're pretty observant of that kind of stuff. Now, another problem that parents have to face with their children as they enter into the adolescent years are drugs. And drugs have become a really pervasive problem in our society with the availability of painkillers and medicine cabinets. How do we keep young people from popping that little pill?
Well, we need, again, it goes back to education. And I mean, there's so much advertisements in print ads on the internet, on televisions that talk about medications and they talk about their side effects. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was typically one in four commercials. And now throughout the course of a 24-hour day, it's almost one in two commercials is about medication. And so, you know, sitting down and helping your children understand that taking medication means that you have a problem and that something that should be used short term in order to get over the problem and help them have, again, a strong sense of self and have an ability to communicate through communicating with them and teaching them that habit and that level of openness, and then you don't have these problems.
It's, you know, so interesting. You were talking about commercials and what's on the commercials. You know, when I was growing up, you had tobacco commercials for cigarettes. You had commercials for alcohol all the time, and that's been switched now for these painkillers and various prescription medications.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting. Now, you know, one of the things that we have to face as parents, even if we're trying to educate our kids as best we can, is they face a lot of peer pressure when it comes to their peers and the kids in their school. So that can tempt them towards some of those bad choices.
Well, again, that goes back to a child's sense of self and their self-esteem and their own self-worth and their own confidence within themselves. And so if you're always emphasizing what your child can do and reaffirming that they're doing a good job and that they're very strong and that they seem to be very smart and all of that, and that just comes through nurturance. When you nurture that within your child's not going to be tempted by these things that they know are harmful to themselves. And again, that's proper communication and proper education.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of your practice, how do you address the issues of substance abuse or substance use when somebody comes to you?
Well, it's interesting. I've had many parents over the years who don't know how to have the conversation with their kid about drugs, and they know their kid's doing drugs, and so they'll bring their kid in under the guises of having a conversation with me, not knowing or not telling their child that I'm going to have a conversation with them about drugs. And so I'll sit down and I'll you know, introduce myself and make them feel comfortable and talk about lives and this, that, and the other thing. And then when I've got a good rapport with them, I will say, you know, do you know why your parents brought you in today? And they're like, no, not at all. And, you know, and I'll just throw it out there and I'll say, you know what, your parents are concerned that you may be being exposed to, or you may be getting involved in, or you may have already started having a habit of recreational drugs. And I just wanted to give you a sense of the potential consequences that you can experience when doing these things. And some of these things are totally irreversible, and you just have to ask yourself, do you care about yourself? Do you love yourself enough to avoid those kinds of things? And it's just about strengthening a child's character. And if you nurture a child's strong character, they'll avoid all those things. I mean, I know I did growing up.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it sometimes it helps to have that outside authority that you represent as a perspective, because sometimes that relationship between children and parents, it can sometimes be hard to communicate certain things to
absolutely
kids. Now, another big problem that kids are facing today is bullying, and whether the child is a perpetrator or a victim of bullying, the consequences can be really damaging. So what can be done to shift that tide?
Well, again, it goes back to the communication and the education on you know, empowering somebody with high self-esteem and you know, teaching them the golden rule of do unto others, and you know, you don't want to treat somebody in a way that you don't want to be treated yourself. And a lot of times these kids mimic behavior in terms of how they're treated in the household. So again, it goes back to education, it goes back to respect, it goes back to nurturance of self-esteem. And it's hard when you're a parent where you grow up in a household where you weren't given any of that. And so you mimic that behavior in terms of how you raise your children. And you have to recognize that it wasn't nice when you were inflicted that upon you. And you certainly should know that it's not nice to inflict that upon your child, because no parent wants to hurt their children. They don't don't wake up one day and say, you know what, I think I want to hurt my kid today. You know, that's just not normal, rational behavior. And so all parents love their children, and they just need to continue to love and nurture and support and educate and, you know, again, nurture that high self-esteem within their kids.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, stop the abuse with yourself. That's even if you suffered from it. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions for you about children's health.
Yes, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh. And today we've been talking about your child's health and how to raise a healthy child.
You know, and it came back time and time again to your answers to some of the situations that people are facing, which is to really communicate with your children, be honest with them, be straightforward with them, educate them, empower them. Really the same things that we do every week on this show.
I hope so.
And, you know, you do these classes every week on healthcare. Would those be appropriate for a child?
Oh, absolutely. What's fascinating for me is no matter, you know, I talk to all my patients by about a 5 or 6 year old mentality, not to insult their intelligence, just because that's the level at which we learn best is you know, when things are kept real basic and real simple. And so many times patients say to me and parents say to me, I can't believe how simple this is. And it's, yeah, it doesn't have to be complex. You know, medicine makes things complex in an effort to hide things. I try to make everything as transparent as possible.
And it's really good because I think that the addition that you provide by being there as a healthcare practitioner who will give this kind of education and give this sort of information to people that is appropriate for kids and adults to better understand what they can do proactively for their health to avoid ever getting sick in the first place is a real benefit that you're providing for people and something that, that people can really take advantage of.
I hope so, and that's what the whole purpose of the show is to educate people and empower people to take responsibility for their own health and the health of their loved ones, and that's really what it's all about.
This is really great, Doc Rick, and I know you make yourself available. What would be the best way for somebody to contact you directly?
They should call my office directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. So I appreciate the listener for tuning in. I appreciate, Mark, you for putting these shows together and bringing the questions that you do to our audience. And my hope is that everybody benefits from it. I would like to say thank you for tuning in this week. Tune in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.